Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up today, Popeye, birthdays, Copperhead Road, and James Irvin Berry.
Tom, that's comedian James Irvin Berry. That's Christy Lee. I can see her right there. Now, let's move forward here. We have covered a lot of ground, but we're not done yet. What have you got over there?
Well, we have to do today in history.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Time now for today in history. Here's Christy Lee.
Thank you, Chick. On this date, January 17th, 1929, Popeye made his first appearance in the comic strip Thimble Theater. Yeah, we know you don't like Popeye.
Popeye was never good as a kid.
Oh, James, you're a fan.
Oh, man, yeah.
Popeye's hilarious.
All I like Popeye.
Incidental talk.
No.
Hilarious stuff.
When I was a kid, and I'd love cartoons, and Popeye'd come on and go, Dad, I'll go make my bed now and cut the lawn and wash the car. This sucks.
Really?
Blues over the track. Never fun.
God.
Son of a bitch. Olive oil was utterly unappealing.
Dude, that's funny. The first time I got in trouble as a kid, I was eating my mom's money because I thought it was spinach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. Wow. Yeah. Love Popeye.
January 17th, 1995.
By the way, oh, hey, hang on a second.
What?
So speaking nothing which, happened between 1929.
Are we going to do this
Nothing
again?
Of note. Nothing of note.
I want to do something. I want to play something for James that will make him happy. This is, you ever watched that show Family Feud?
Yes.
Okay. I love to watch that show because it makes me feel better about humanity.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It makes me feel better about myself versus humanity. Here is an actual excerpt from the Canadian version of Family Feud last week. Ready? Listen carefully.
Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Jerry.
Yeah, as you can see, the young lady, I can see why she'd make the mistake. If you're of a certain age,
right.
And since the cartoon Popeye stinks, she probably never sat through it. And Popeye's chicken, certainly top of mind.
Top of mind, yeah. With the sandwich and all.
So wait, everybody here hated Popeye?
I don't hate him.
I don't hate Popeye.
I just wasn't into it. Okay.
If you were on your deathbed and you could only watch a month's worth of TV...
Popeye would not be a choice.
Popeye would not be in there.
Right, but I don't hate.
30 straight days of everything you've ever... You'd been watching Three Stooges, Marx Brothers, classic movies.
No Popeye.
There'd be no Popeye because it stinks.
But I don't hate Popeye.
No, you don't. Yeah. You hate him. You're afraid to admit it.
That's not true at all. Have I ever been afraid to admit anything?
He's putting words in your mouth again.
And I don't hate Popeye. Popeye, the director, is who I have a problem with. Popeye's director. That's no good.
By the way...
Made a lot of bad choices.
Popeye's chicken has given that young lady $10,000 worth of chicken.
Yeah.
Not all at once,
lady?
By the way.
The lady from the TV show.
Who idiotically
said,
shouted out,
Popeye.
Chicken.
Remember, of course. Listen carefully.
Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000. That's it. Whoever guesses this wins the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, God.
She says it with such confidence.
Yeah, I can see her doing a little dance.
Now have that removed from your button bar.
Okay.
Please.
What's a button bar?
Today in history, 1995, the LA Rams announced.
So nothing happened between 1929.
At two?
I'm going to strangle you. You're the one who's curating this crap. Yes.
Well, you want me to tell you some of the things that happened?
No,
World War
II,
Vietnam.
The Rams announced they're moving to St. Louis on this date.
Oh. 95?
95, yes.
Okay. And they've been there ever
No, they didn't stay.
1917, Denmark ceded the Virgin Islands to the United States, where, somewhat ironically, Jeffrey Epstein would can't call them the Virgin Islands any longer.
I stand corrected.
On this date,
you asked.
In 1997, the NBA suspended Dennis Rodman for kicking a cameraman.
Oh, yeah.
That's remember right. What's interesting about that is it's actually about basketball. Usually the Dennis Rodman stories are about
getting
North a
weird tattoo. And
oh, well, I mean, he was North playing
Korea.
Basketball at the time.
Okay, that's all right.
Banging Madonna for a while there.
Yep.
Boy, that had to be loose.
Remember that? Remember when their sex video came out? No.
Because
it didn't, because everybody said, keep that hidden.
Her eyes are on top of her head now. Did you know that?
They say one more plastic surgery, she'll have a goatee.
I wonder what things are like on her home planet. I wonder.
Okay. Now, and of course, on this date, who can forget when Gary Gilmore ate a few bullets courtesy of a firing squad?
Was he our last firing squad execution?
I don't know.
Can you request the method of your death?
In some states, I think.
Can you request a firing squad?
That's how he got fired. I think he requested a firing squad.
That's what I would do, too.
I read recently that someone has requested that, and I can't remember off the top of my head where. But
I'd request old age.
Natural causes.
Last meal, I'd like the Peking duck.
Right. Yes, and the souffle.
By the way, sir, has anyone in history ever ordered that where you have to come back a day later?
Man.
I bet it's great.
Do they call it Beijing duck now, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never had it. What do they do that it takes 24 hours?
I don't know, but I bet I'm with Josh. I bet it's great.
Yeah.
We should do that.
They have to remove the bill.
Should we do Peking Duck Day?
Yes, let's do a Peking Duck Day.
I need a new Chinese place, by the way. Someone help me.
But wait a minute.
I got one, and you're not going to believe me, but Super China Buffet is amazing. I know what you're going to say, but it's the best Chinese food in the city.
Okay, well, let's try it out.
Birthdays. Born on this date in 1706, Benjamin Franklin.
Did you know
one of our best presidents
when he had the idea for the
top three presidents,
the kite thing?
Yeah,
a light bulb went off in his
head. Oh, really?
Oh boy,
you amazing.
What did you say?
You would have thought.
Oh, the kite.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I know. I got nervous too.
I heard something different in my mouth.
Born on this date.
Although he may have had opinions.
Oh, yeah. Many had opinions. I'm guessing. Yeah.
Born on this date in 1899, Al Capone.
Died of
syphilis.
Uh huh. But imprisoned for
tax evasion.
Tax evasion. Not amazing.
Not really.
No.
Did you ever see the movie?
No.
The Untouchables? Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that baseball scene is awesome.
Wow. He had a buzzer on that told him who it was going to be.
Who he had to...
Slow pitch.
Born on this date in 1922, Betty White.
Still with us and still just as active as ever.
And wasn't she the oldest of the members of the Golden Girls cast?
Yes.
Was she?
And because the woman who played Sophia, Estelle Getty,
was actually
the youngest, and she was playing the oldest character.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Al Capone.
Man.
Aren't you glad they didn't have violent video games when he was a kid? Can you imagine what a prick he would have been?
Yeah, he would have been real.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was bad enough. Without...
You know, he never drank alcohol.
Really?
No?
Yeah, it made him mean.
Born on this date in 1927, the great Eartha Kitt.
Wasn't she?
I love her.
Was she the voice of Knight Rider?
Knight
Rider? No, that was guy.
No, the car.
Kitt is the name of the car.
The name of the car is Kitt, you idiot.
Oh, that was Jeffrey Daniels, right?
William Daniels.
William Daniels.
Eartha Kitt. Wasn't she some superhero thing?
She was the original Catwoman.
I
don't think she was the original
But she was
on Batman.
Yeah,
there you go.
With Burt Ward and his taped down penis or whatever.
Oh, on the TV show?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones was born on this date in 1931.
Was that your James Earl Jones impression?
You dropped an octave halfway through that sentence.
Yeah.
I am your father.
I didn't mean to. It just happened.
Simba.
James Earl
Jones.
If
we've had James Earl Jones on the show, and I was really intimidated at first, and he's this incredibly funny, nice guy.
Oh, I bet, man. He's terrific.
He has a portable fart machine, doesn't he?
Seems like it.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Likes to get people to relax.
He walks around and goes,
Luke, I when I was working with August Wilson in Fences on Broadway, Paul Winfield.
What a great movie that
Paul
was.
Winfield and I closed down.
January 17th.
Ossie Davis once told me.
This is a big birthday day. So I don't. Let's count back 9 months because I don't know what's going on. But Muhammad Ali was born on this date in 1942.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I think he's the most famous person I ever saw in the flesh.
Internationally, I would imagine. Yeah.
I never saw him in person.
Don't you think he's had to be one of them when he was alive? One of the most famous people on earth.
I think so.
I have to be. Who's the most famous person you've ever seen in person? Michael Jordan.
I've seen Michael Jordan.
But Ali was a lot more international.
I don't even know. My person would have to be Michael Bublé.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Michael Bublé.
I like him a lot.
Really?
Michael Bublé carries a fart machine around.
That's right. Yeah.
He sings and then...
Uh-huh. That's exactly he's such right. an entertainer.
It could happen to you.
It could happen to you. Okay, good.
Born on this date in 1955, Steve Earle.
God, when I met Steve
Great
Earle.
Great songs with the exception of...
Oh, I love Copperhead Road. Great song.
Hard No.
I like it too, but...
Why don't you like Copperhead Road?
Overplayed? You think it's...
Bagpipes, no. I think it's the bagpipe.
Really?
I think it's the bagpipe.
Are those real bagpipes? Are those real bagpipes or synth?
Why would you mess up a keyboard to try to sound like a bagpipe?
Okay, sorry, asking.
Tell me if this isn't the way that song starts.
Yeah, it kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, why would you stick around?
Because it gets great. It's got that mandolin in there, and that's a great song.
Pity more. No!
You're selling it.
Hard No!
It's a brilliant song. The man's a great songwriter.
Yes, he is.
He is a great song.
With the exception of that. A rare misstep.
The name Steve Earle, doesn't it sound like it's missing the last part of his name, like he's a serial killer?
Yeah, Steve Earle Jones or something. Yeah, right. He needs a third name.
Well, there's been a lot of talk, Dickie Dick's real dad, Steve Earle Williams. But we don't talk about it.
No, we can't.
There it is!
Wrong.
That is kind of rough.
Hey, Dean, is that a real bagpipe or is that synth? It sounds like a synthesizer.
You think they have like three or four bagpipes to carry on the road in cases?
I can't tell. I don't think it's a real
bagpipe. Dean says it's keyboards.
Okay. See, then this mandolin kicks in.
Yeah, pretty great.
But this is kind of a dumb part, too.
No,
is it a song? Is it a march? What
it's a
is
long
it?
Intro. You hate long intros.
Yeah. Where's the vocal?
Yeah.
Oh, this really sets a scene.
Yeah, see, I believe
there's more.
I believe in the arc.
There's another 7 minutes.
Really? The story here is...
Right, exactly.
He's got a great album, Guitar Town.
He's painting a picture here. I see a rural world
yes,
next to
yes,
a lead.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, he's in The Wire. You know that?
Well, my name's John Lee Pettimore.
Oh, God, that's a great
whatever,
song. Happy birthday, Steve Earle.
Born on this date in 1962, Jim Carrey.
Best. Best Jim Carrey movie? What do you think?
Do I have something?
I think the
do
one
I have something in my teeth?
That makes me laugh the most and I find the most entertaining is Liar, Liar.
I agree.
Is that right?
And I love The Mask.
Oh, yeah,
but,
I do too.
But Liar, Liar.
Yeah, it is just great. It's great.
Dumb and Dumber for me.
Yes, of course. It's there's
funny.
There's really no wrong answer here unless you say The Majestic.
Or 23.
Which actually is kind of a nice movie, too.
Or,
but I did Eternal like Sunshine myself in that ring, too.
Yeah, of course.
Eternal
yeah.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's great.
That's not funny at all, is it?
No, not
but
very funny.
But it's a good movie. Okay, I'm sorry, Christy. Birthdays today. Who else?
Well, this one's all over Twitter this morning. 1964, Michelle Obama was born.
Mm. Oh, hates fat people.
Oh my God.
Would put them to death if she could. Yes.
I have no doubt.
I have no doubt when she shakes the hand of a fat person and then leaves, she goes, God, what a fat piece of crap. She's a bad person in real life. Okay.
The opinions is perfect.
Notice I didn't have that on my list.
You had it on your list.
Wow.
Michelle Obama?
I printed the wrong one then.
You have it right here underneath Jim Carrey.
You think her nickname's like Shelley or Bam Bam? Or
what does Barack call her? They have to have a nickname, yeah.
I don't know.
Got to be Babe.
Born on this date in 1971, Kid Rock.
You think it's something like Sugar Walls? What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
Born on this date in 1971, Little John.
Yeah. Is that who that is?
From the window.
Little John and Kid Rock.
To the wall.
Born on the same
date. Feel the sweat run down my body.
All them bitches.
Is that Little John?
It is. Or, yeah,
I'm sorry. What
that's
the?
Him.
What are the lyrics?
From the window to the wall. Yeah. The sweat runs down my ball.
So the sweat runs down his ball, and then all those bitches crawl. Oh, skeet skeet, mother.
Skeet skeet.
Oh, so he's probably going to be up for poet laureate.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy.
Oh,
my goodness. So wait a second.
Skeet was a thing for a long time.
I have a question.
Yes.
As you know, I don't support any artist that is
There's
Lil.
There's no bagpipe in that.
Is Lil anything?
Yeah, you didn't care.
But
for
at
Lil
what
ever.
Point, at least Stevie Wonder, after he became a man, was no longer little Stevie Wonder.
Good point.
But he never went to Steve Wonder.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of Bobby that are adults. Bobby Weir, Bobby Rahal. The point is, Kid Rock.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.